Thank you. We will always be the people who defeated a tyrant, crossed the continent, harnessed science, took to the skies, and soared into the heavens, because we will never forget that we are Americans and the future belongs to us. The future belongs to the brave, the strong, the proud, and the free. We are one people chasing one dream and one magnificent destiny. We all share the same heroes, the same home, the same heart, and we are all made by the same Almighty God. From the banks of the Chesapeake to the cliffs of California, from the humming shores of the Great Lakes to the sand dunes of the Carolinas, from the fields of the heartland to the Everglades of Florida, the spirit of American independence will never fade, never fail, but will reign forever and ever and ever.
Amazing. I'm just inside. I'm just joyful. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Peterson. Good morning in America. Happy White History Month. Happy White History Month. If that parade and speech and seeing the jets fly over doesn't make you realize how fortunate we are to be Americans, I don't know what will. That was an amazing speech, an amazing parade, amazing jet roar, amazing everything. And anyone who does not get on board should not be living in America. Should not be living in America. It's amazing. Happy belated 4th of July yesterday. It was an amazing day. But I got to say, the 4th of July, a salute to America by the Great White Hope. It just brought back America. America is back. Now, yes, you have some haters, some evil people running around still just can't accept good. But when the president held that rally yesterday, that parade yesterday, along with the jet flying over and his speech, and then to see all the people out there celebrating, it just reminded me when I was a kid growing up, that was America. One man is bringing America back. As rain fell on him, a jet roared over him, our president called on Americans to stay true to our cause. We have photos of the president giving his speech. That's amazing. He quoted Abraham Lincoln's famous Gettysburg address and said, "The U.S. has a government for and by the people." It was amazing. And now we have photos of the firework. It is, the firework display was mind-blowing. Isn't that beautiful? Uh-uh. This is what the military on full display, the parade in full swing, and the president at the helm. And to me, there was no way the rain was going to stop the show from going on. And also, I want to show you footage of the whole day as the U.S. Army soldiers choir sing the battle hymn of the Republic. And let's not forget the attack coppers and the army tanks. Choppers and the tanks. Amazing. You know, there. I have to honestly tell you, except for me and some of the millennials who are waking up, no other people of color would do what you saw happen yesterday. No other people of color, whatever color they want to be, would ever have it in them to celebrate America the way that white people do. Sorry. And I was wondering, why is that? Why is that? Why is that? Why? 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 And I realized because white people built America. They founded and built America. And everybody else is just kind of an add-on, either by choice or force. And they don't have, and there are people of color who like America, that's for sure. And a few who love America, especially those who are waking up. But I don't think in today's America, there are non-white people who really love and appreciate the country, really love it. Don't just see it as a thing, but love and appreciate the country the way that white people do. This president love America. Those people who were at that parade love America. You have to really be a part of it to do what this president has done and is doing. To hold a parade like that, of which I've not seen since I was a kid, in America, you have to be American. You have to just be it. And this president is a perfect example of America. With all that happened in Washington, D.C. yesterday, mind-blowing stuff. This is why white people, you got to have some babies. You got to get married and have more than two or three kids and stop having these abortions. Continue to stand up so you can encourage the next generation. Because once white people lower in numbers and the people of color take over? This ain't happening. South Africa, Mommy Africa will happen, where white people will be under attack and the people of color will destroy it. They don't have that in them. When I was growing up, they had it because they were not taught or taught against America. But to just love it was natural. To just to love America. You're born here. Why not? You were born. How do you not love where you were born? You know, sadly and disgustingly, this is from the Daily Mail, activist by the name of Gregory Johnson. And protesters burned a flag outside the White House. And that, look at that. How do you do that in America? What is it about America? What do you want? What do you want? What do you want? Gregory Johnson has been doing a flag burning protest in Washington, D.C. Gregory Johnson has been arrested during a flag burning protest in Washington, D.C. The charges against him are, as of this moment, unclear. We don't know what charges they're going to do. I say lock him up, take away his passport and birth certificate, and send him off somewhere out of America. Maybe to Mexico, El Salvador, Honduras, Africa, somewhere away from here. A veteran steps in to save the burning flag.
America with us! Whoa! America with liberty!
Shut up!
A woman of color. What a dumb woman.
So are you a veteran?
Yes.
I would love to just know why it's so cold in the studio. No, I'm kidding. I would love to just know who is paying these people to do this. Because they don't have sense enough or the money to go out and do it on their own. Some son or Satan or daughter of Satan, maybe more than one, paying these people to do this, folks. Really. They're paying them to do it. That the guy, the veteran just went in there to try to save the flag. Isn't that like touching? You love the country so much, you're a vet, you fought for this country, and some idiots burning the flag. Why not just leave? If you're that unhappy, don't stay. What are you trying to turn America into? What is it that you want? I would like to know, what do you want? And some stupid black woman, some woman of color, who in the H care about a woman of color like that? Johnson famously set fire into an American flag outside the 1984 RNC. He was arrested and later charged under a Texas law that made it illegal to destroy a venerated object, including the flag. And Johnson, why don't they deport Johnson? Why don't they just send him back? Johnson is a longtime member of the Revolutionary Communist Party, also known as RevCom. Just send him away somewhere. What is he mad about? What do you want? Maybe he has POSTD or something. Just doesn't realize what he's doing. The group chanted, "Imagine a world without America. Fight for a world without America." Isn't that amazing? Imagine a world without America. Fight for a world without America. They're chanting that while burning the flag and carrying on. That man with the beard, that's Johnson. Amazing. How, what do you want? I remember when we started down this road of voting for people just of different colors, voting for someone just because they were black and they're supposed to represent black people, Mexican people. At one time, we voted for the best. Now they vote for the color. They've been set up to believe that. Satan is busy. But God bless the great white hope, and God bless America. And I don't know what these other folks want. They don't know. They're just being paid to be out there to be stupid. Maybe they're on pot. They must be smoking pot. Man, nice opening. Thank you, Nick. That was amazing. I hope we did it as well as you wanted us to, because I loved it. Amazing. And don't forget to like, follow, tweet, subscribe, and share the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show, folks. We really appreciate it. We are at war. It is a spiritual battle for the soul of America. And it's going to take all of us to do it.